Wisconsin Council of the Blind and Visually Impaired, December 2023, Donation Request Letter. Read by Council Volunteer Sarah Werbeckis. Dear friends, my name is Ellen and I am living with vision loss. As an infant and young child, I lost the sight in one eye from a genetic condition. Neither my parents nor I understood that the genetics would soon affect my other eye. I didn't know I would lose night vision, would be unable to see faces, or not be able to read text in books or on a computer screen. Thankfully, my employer was thorough and creative in providing accommodations that allowed me to continue working. They identified services offered by the Wisconsin Council of the Blind and Visually Impaired as crucial to continuing my career. My visits to the council opened a new world for work, home, and even hobbies that I enjoyed before vision loss. Certified low vision therapist Amy Werf introduced me to magnification and lighting adaptations I didn't know existed. Reading daily correspondence and mailings was possible again. A meeting with access technology specialist Jim Denham introduced me to the accessibility features of laptops, tablets, and iPhones. I could write manuscripts again. Both Amy and Jim opened my mind's eye to the concept of finding a way, rather than abandoning what I love to do at work and at home. They also introduced the idea of attending a birding by ear class. Before vision loss, I had become an enthusiastic amateur bird watcher, which became impossible when my vision worsened, or so I thought. Through birding by ear, my partner John and I learned to identify birds by their calls, songs, or body sounds. I soon discovered there were warblers migrating through my neighborhood. Reading through council newsletters, I learned the many facets of the council's work. From vision services to advocacy and educational events, the council is a go-to resource for anyone in Wisconsin who is living with vision loss. At this time of year, I focus my thoughts and actions on giving thanks for the gifts I've received. For the last several years, my thanks have extended to the Wisconsin Council of the Blind and Visually Impaired. Because of the council, my misperceptions about my ongoing visual loss have been corrected. I have met outstanding people who have broadened my world, and I have discovered new adaptations for work and play. Gratitude is an inadequate word for my experiences with the council. If you work with someone with visual impairment or have a family member or friend experiencing vision loss, I hope this season of thanks moves you to explore the opportunities the council offers and to support their efforts with your financial gift. Gratefully, Ellen L. Connor. A note from the council. Thank you to Ellen for sharing her personal story of vision loss and her journey to acceptance. Your donation will enable council staff to help hundreds more people like Ellen. Please consider making a tax-deductible gift. You can mail it to us at WCBVI, 754 Williamson Street, Madison, Wisconsin, 53703, or give securely online at www.wcblind.org. Thank you.